I don't know what your show is called.
Groove Robot.
Oh, is that why you're talking like a smooth jazz person?
Always.
I like your radio voice.
Thank you.
It's sultry.
All right. We're gonna let this beat play out and put Chris on. Have a nice day.
I know you think I'm just kicking high pros like the rest of them guest stars at Fenderline Jones, but I ain't got all the time in the free world to be hollering at just any library girl. Struck me like a Scott Hall dropkick, NWO, the new young hotness. I only make moves on a whim. Let's take this road trip to the middle of Wisconsin, California, even the islands. Party till dawn, wake up and watch a dog swim. Oh, you were headed to the bookstore, about to drop a couple hundred on textbooks. Ma, we can flip that money twofold. Throw a house party, charge five for the Ken cups. You rap on a roll, I rap Delta Guy. You say dope fresh, I say hella fly. Baby, we're isotopes, different nuclei. On the same table, forever living by.
Microphones are on.
Hello and welcome to Totally Irresponsible, 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We have two guest stars today, and they're both on time. What a surprise.
That never happens.
Hello, Annika.
Hello.
You remember Annika. And other guest number two, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm John. Nice to meet you.
Hi, John.
John, what's your last name?
Thacker.
Thacker?
Oh, my God. Casey.
No, I'm not going to finish the joke. It's okay.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Were you finagling with the knobs?
Yeah. I thought it was the volume. I don't know if it is.
Okay. I like don't like using the headphone things because I feel like it messes up my hair.
Wow, that's a really vain.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody can even see you but us. And we've seen you at your worst.
Has Annika, have you
seen you at your worst?
Yes.
I don't think you have a worse side.
Like a fresh out of bed, like haven't showered in a couple of days, like wearing my footy pajamas and my UGG boots and my glasses and whatnot.
Wow.
Not even my cute glasses, my fugly glasses.
I would love to see that side of you one day.
No, you don't. No. That's the side of me that, like, eats snacks and watches shark documentaries at my morning. There's a new documentary on Netflix, and it's, like, literally only about sharks, and it's so interesting.
Is it Shark Week?
When isn't it Shark Week?
Every week is Shark Week.
If you're a shark.
If you care about sharks.
If you're a shark biologist. Yeah.
Nope.
Yes.
Okay, let's play some music.
Okay, so that was... Ugh, that looks like a fade. Okay, it's like the word, like, taus and then saint, but it looks French. So it's...
Toussaint
Marisson. I think I think they are American. I don't want to presume gender all willy-nilly. So now, we're going to play a song that I don't think you've heard of. It's actually, like, really, really indie. it's really, like, original. So... Please enjoy it. Oh no, I went back.
Oh, that was so
I accidentally skipped it.
Oh my god.
Now you make no
now
sense.
I have to go back.
Your joke makes no sense anymore, Chris.
This is what happens when Chris doesn't make me run the board.
No, I mean, I just like, you know that thing on Spotify when you cue a song and then you accidentally hit backspace instead of play?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, I do that very frequently.
I make no mistakes ever. I would like it to be on record.
Clearly, the records of our shows will...
Okay.
Correlate
and...
But okay, I have never done anything wrong.
Please enjoy.
Well, I love this.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I haver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. Comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I come home,
when I come home,
oh, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a
It's Silent 2.0.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, last track of time. So we're back on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
We talked.
Oh, did you
about
pick an, did you pick a thing?
Much.
Yeah.
Do you want to read it now? It's kind of early.
How do I? Sure. What do
okay,
I do?
Okay. So, guys, our special guest John is going to read. What are these called again?
PSA.
Thank you. John is going to read a PSA for us.
Okay. Here are just some numbers to think about worldwide cost of American healthcare.
Wait, you didn't pick the vegan one?
Oh, is there a vegan one?
Yeah, there's a vegan one.
Can we do this later?
Yeah. There's have to do like one and. Okay. But yeah, there's one about a vegan like starter pack or something. Okay. It's in there somewhere.
No PSA for now. Take your time.
So we're gonna come back to the PSA.
No reason to flip.
In the meantime,
plenty of time.
Do you want to hear my Reagan impression?
Yes?
Mr. Gorbachev, dude, that was really bad. I just wanted to fill space.
Maybe we should just play a song.
Okay, so
we'll
talk later. We didn't have a plan.
Just read this one.
Fine. Oh my god.
You don't. Or you could do the one on bear attacks that we do literally every week.
No. This one looks interesting.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So we lied a second time. We're gonna do a PSA, John.
Okay. So here are just some numbers to think about in terms of worldwide cost of American healthcare. The annual worldwide economy is about $70 trillion. The U.S. gross domestic product is the largest of any single country at $15 trillion, followed by China's $7 trillion GDP. With the United States comprising slightly less than 5% of the world's population, and 5% of Americans counting for half of the $2.5 trillion annually spent in the U.S. on healthcare, that means almost 2% of the world's economy is devoted to just medical costs of 0.25% of the planet's population. Numbers to think about from WMFO and what Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
That was like an econ lecture.
I know, that was so intense.
It's almost like you're a quant econ major, John.
Oh my god.
John, what's your major again? Refresher memory?
Quant econ.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of work.
Sounds so like a lot of.
There's five letters at the beginning.
Make all the difference. I know.
Sounds like a lot of hoopla.
Okay,
makeover
who's
at
next?
Quant econ. What's up?
Who's next?
Music
wise.
Oh, I thought you meant who's to talk. Okay, so that was the temper trap and the Proclaimers. And now we're gonna listen to the Shins. Oh. Yeah, are you guys excited?
What a surprise.
Casey, oh my god.
What?
You just whatever.
Ah. Surprise with the Shins. Okay. Shins.
Feeling that came on when you cooled off. heart if even towards the harshest fate, but it made me swallow a masticated, mistaken thing that you may rightly pine in the mammoth nothing of the night, left to your own devices and to exhaust it to know.
Hello.
Hello.
I really
back.
Need to give you guys more notice for when the songs are over.
It's
I'm
fine.
Just like on my like phone or being awesome or something.
Yeah.
How are you guys?
I'm good.
It's been a great half hour.
It's been a really nice half hour.
Probably the best half hour of the day.
Yeah. It's also been my most productive because I haven't done literally any homework.
But does that really make you productive doing homework? I don't really know.
Like, yes.
Can you be productive if you weren't conscious?
Was it?
No comment.
He was conscious, though.
No, I wasn't.
Oh. Oh, yeah, because yeah, you're productive today. You had a...
Yeah.
Wisdom teeth. You had a major surgery done to you. That's, like, very productive.
That's not major.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, my God.
God.
Should we pose that tooth question to our audience?
What's the...
The one about if you put your tooth back in.
So they let you keep your teeth if you ask for them. And I said, why not? Maybe the tooth fairy is real.
True.
But then I had a thought. Not that I'm going to, because that would sort of defeat the purpose of taking them out. But what happens if you just try to stick a tooth back in?
Won't it, like eat away at your face or something? Is that how teeth work? I wouldn't know.
I don't think so. My idea is that, like, all of the fibers that once held the tooth in place are no longer there. Like, they've all been severed, so the tooth would probably just fall out.
Yeah, you'd have to, like, shove it in, like, hard enough to, like, have it, like...
Oh, that sounds like it would hurt. Okay, definitely not doing that. Not, like, not even gonna consider the hypothetical anymore.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I don't understand this meme. It's a meme about American intervention in Syria, but I don't get it.
No. I think that's just a...
Is it just...
It's just not a good meme.
Okay. I didn't know if I was just not smart enough to get it.
Why are you looking at memes when we're having conversation, Chris?
Because I had a lot of messages, and I was like, maybe they're important, and then they weren't.
That's unfortunate. I always hate that when you get, like, 20 unread messages in a group chat, and they're just talking about what they're going to eat for lunch.
I think that's pretty important, though.
But it's not important if it's already past lunch.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, I missed out all of these wonderful things at DeWick when I went to Hodgson. Darn.
Oh my goodness. Are you guys going to the, whatchamacallit concert?
What concert?
The, gospel choir concert.
Oh, I am actually.
You are?
Do you want to go together?
I'm not going because I have a, radio fundraiser.
We talked about
WMF fundraiser.
WMF fundraiser?
Yeah, and all proceeds go into the American Civil Liberties Union.
And that's 9 o'clock kind of like tonight, right?
It's like a low-key...
trivia night?
Like, group, yeah. It's kind of like you might not have heard of their work. The travel ban overturning thing. They're very low... They're very, very low-key group.
But they do things.
But they do things. You know what happened last time I played trivia?
What's that?
The Panzer Pals came in second place.
The last time I played trivia was my group got in third, but there were a lot of groups, so I was very proud of ourselves.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's because I knew that, with 10 states, what is the most common state fruit?
With 10 states?
Yeah, like 10 states have this fruit as a state fruit.
It's an orange.
It's like the most common.
I was going to say orange too.
It's not the orange.
Is it a banana?
And it's not the banana.
Peach.
No.
Apple?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Johnny Appleseed. Yeah.
Of course.
Okay. You got it?
Oh. Yeah. And I was and my friend was like, it's probably like the coconut. And
what?
Everyone was like, it's the papaya. And I was like, no, you bougie intellectuals. No, it's the apple because it's folksy. Johnny Appleseed, New England, and people love pies.
And so, also, how many states can you grow a coconut in?
Exactly.
Maybe
and they were
three?
Like, I don't know, Cuba, and I'm like, that's not a state.
Yikes.
But then we got third. Nice. So, we passed two other groups, and we won gift cards.
Mm. See, we never got the gift cards we were supposed to win. I'm really salty about that.
Well, they only worked at the University of Maryland cafe, so I splurged then, because believe it or not... Oh, right, what's that cafe called?
I don't know, actually.
Ah, nuts. There's, like, a cafe, and they have really good, like, bay, like, old bay fries.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the, like, the restaurant?
Yeah, and there's, like, board games.
Oh, my God, wait. I know, I don't remember. I actually went there, but my friends used to go there.
Okay, that place is awesome.
Yeah.
They have really good old bay fries.
Oh, okay. God.
More music, because my computer just went to the screensaver, so I guess we've been talking for a while.
Yeah. We have been talking for a while, but it's been good conversation.
And now
good
I think we have...
Well, I don't know. I was talking Cass on Spotify. So that was Lady Lambs and Girls. Those are the band names. Now we're going to listen to some Alabama Shakes. And then after that, we don't have a plan.
Mac DeMarco.
So,
yeah.
Sure. Please enjoy.
money in your paycheck. Up to the data, to the data, the beta, beta. Ooh, up to the data, to the data, the beta, beta. Ooh, up to the data, to the data, the beta, beta. Ooh, up to the data, to the data, the beta, beta. Ooh, and I won't budge if you don't stay. Yeah, I would mean the same, bitch, baby. Cause I'm not perfect any day. Hopelessly stuck to you, baby. I'm the honey in your bait trap. And we can't control this honeymoon phase. But that's what my heart said, baby. And I know if you left, I'd be okay. But I don't wanna be okay. I wanna be crazy.
my skin is trying to stay strong, stay tuned out of the top. But a woman running the business, I wish it was easy trying to work like a boss. But it keeps shaking my patience. Don't wanna think like a man or look like a model. I wanna look like my mom.
I'll take two of that. I'm chasing a story I heard when I was here last at the back of the class. You pretended you never got lost. You're at the back of the class, in the back of the bus, sitting out at the dance, always saying no thanks. When they see you around, you look down at the ground. But when they walk away, you wish they'd stay. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Beating heart. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Never, never mind your bleeding heart. You can't help but stare at everyone there. It's you versus everyone else. Your outfit's a crime. You feel their cold minds placing you under arrest. And you serve your time drinking all night long, staring at the walls of your jail like home. Listening to that song, cause it hurts just right, till everything is gone tonight. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Never, never mind your bleeding heart. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Never, never mind your bleeding heart. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Never, never mind your bleeding heart. Never, never mind bleeding heart, bleeding heart. Never, never mind your bleeding heart.
We're back.
Okay, now they're on.
Oh, okay, now we're back.
Now we're back.
Can't you hit four buttons with four fingers in one motion?
I'm not Jesus. I can't do miracles.
Like, just do that.
You just go like
that. Yeah.
It's really hard.
It's so very simple.
I'm Mike 3.
Oh, huh.
Okay. Much better. Okay.
Now we can have a real conversation.
I'm a rebel.
Oh my god.
No mic for Casey.
It's me.
You can have your mic back.
Yay. Thanks, Chris.
Yep. Okay, so we're going to wrap up in a couple of minutes, because I have an econ paper to start, yay. I guess.
Wow, that hour went by fast.
I know, right?
It's been a real pleasure
being here
with you all.
I can't think of anything else to say.
Have a nice day.
Have a nice day, everyone.
It was beautiful out. It's not as beautiful.
Oh, please play outside over the weekend, because it's supposed to be really nice. Mm. Sunday, what is the weather supposed to be? Hang on, I want
like
specific
60s.
Figures. weather, Boston.
You can take a walk around the block.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
Go to the Fells if you're in this area,
right,
walk around the reservoir.
It's supposed to be like sunny and 49. That's supposed to be Sunday, it's 60. Monday, it's 68. Tuesday, it's 72.
Oh my gosh.
And then Wednesday it's raining, but whatever.
I wish we didn't have school and I could just lay on the lawn all day.
Yeah, I'm... Oh my goodness.
Remember that day in winter when it was randomly 70 and everyone was outside?
Yeah, and two houses caught on fire? I remember that.
I don't remember the houses, but I took a nap outside and I felt great.
No, I mean, okay, so this was like last year and it was like February.
Yeah.
And it was like cold day, cold day, cold day, 80 degrees. Cold day, cold day, cold day. And it was a Wednesday.
Sounds good.
And I skipped recitation to play outside. But I remember on two separate occasions, people were so excited that two houses in two completely unrelated scenarios caught on fire. So there was a 200% increase in fires because the weather was a little bit nice.
And it was a lot nice.
It was, really
it was
nice.
A fantastic day.
I wore shorts.
I feel like I remember this, and there were all the people on the Prez lawn, and
yeah,
they had their
like
blankets
the
and their music, and yeah, it felt like the beach.
It felt like the beach.
Beautiful.
But like with more fires.
Soon it'll be beautiful.
We should do that next time it snows and pretend it's sunny and just, we need
body
colored morph suits. So that we can stay warm.
I mean, I'm not going to do
that. And people think we're just wearing shorts on the Prez lawn in the snow.
Good.
You're going to get duped, Tufts campus. Be ready for it.
I mean, I will have no part in this, because I'll be being inside and it'll be warm.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay. So, we're gonna go. We also don't have any songs queued up after this.
Oh, no.
I know.
Wait, Chris, you should have warned us.
I did. I think you guys were talking about, like, trees or something.
No, what about the, Heart It Races song?
Yeah.
That one was never queued.
The what?
You just don't
look
cue half of the songs
Heart
we ask
It Races.
To.
Yeah.
Heart Chris. Is...
You gotta like, turn on your ears.
Yes. Yeah.
That's not a thing.
What?
It's not
I
on Spotify.
Like this is definitely a song.
Chris, give me your computer.
I'm just gonna use something. I'm just gonna just pick a song.
Chris.
Okay, pick a good one.
No, Chris, give me the aux cord.
No,
I can do it from here.
It's fine. I got it.
It feels right.
I'm just gonna start playing it through the mic.
No.
Oh my god.
Okay, well, I'll shut off your mic. Problem solved.
Come on!
Well, I mean, I'm in charge now, so I am the captain. Okay, I'll just play this
you're
one.
Great captain, Chris.
Enjoy! Thank you.